Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, you know, I just want to say something right now. Butter and oil. Gots to say it. The mom was from the South. But I have to change something on that, Benny.
What's that?
Butter, oil, and Crisco.
That oil and Crisco kind of fall in the same category.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't do the Crisco thing.
I'm telling you.
But it does make things just a little more crispy.
Hey, doggy. Yes,
just
indeed.
Putting it out there.
Yeah. And by the way, if you really want to heal your body from the inside out, that would not be some
food that
you do not want to be putting that in there because that takes a whole lot of years to get rid of that stuff.
What was that, Dr. Thane?
It'll preserve you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so if you want to end up in the wax museum, go ahead. Just chew that. And while you're at it, just throw
I'd
some
love to be in a wax museum.
Just throw some tobacco in. Just throw some tobacco or some snuff in there.
You could be in the wax museum.
I could be in the wax museum.
You're a famous star, Pat.
I thought you were talking about all the grease
growing up.
Because I'm right there with you. If you're talking about the Crisco and the leftover bacon grease and all that we kept around, you're right. I could be in the wax museum. Oh, my poor heart. I'm feeling it right now. Oh, thank God I changed my lifestyle. Wow. Benny, you still eating those chicken wings?
I am, actually.
I've
scaled back quite a bit, though.
I think we're scaring my guest, Dr. Thane. I think he's, like, thinking, really?
I just do fewer, but they're hotter for some strange reason.
Yeah,
so that's probably why I get my fix pretty quick.
Okay, so here's the topic of today's show. This is why this is really an important show. The power that made the body heals the body. Not the stuff that we're talking about that we put in. No. But the power that made the body heals the body. Dr. Stephen Thane of Wellness One is joining us here today. This is a great show. You know, what is it about our bodies that helps us actually do nothing? You know, here's the thing. If we would get out of the way of ourselves in everyday life, OMG. You know, if we would stop putting that white stuff that you fry and you put it in the can and, you know, that 30% fat hamburger that you think is so delicious and you're sitting down there eating it. But there are other things. There's a holistic approach to the body, and we all know that that is so important. By the way, Dr. Stephen Thane was part of the board that we did Healing from the Inside Out at the Northwest Women's Show, and I'm editing those now. Phenomenal panel presentations. They were amazing. Amazing. Dr. Thane is a regular on the show, board-certified doctor of chiropractic. But, you know, as I like to say, he is way more than that. If you get to experience what he does, his folks, the entire team, it is truly a body-mind-spirit approach. But what I love, love, love about being able to be under his care is the fact that we are constantly being educated and informed. Lots of information about who we are, what we do, what needs to be adjusted, why it's adjusted, what we need to do differently, what the education is on water, what the education is on today's show, The Power That Made the Body Heals the Body. You know, he and his team of people take extraordinary care in making sure all of us understand that there are many, many things that we can do differently in our lives, and they're not all hard like one would like to think. He's joining us here today. We're going to talk about this, but before we do, I would love for you to share what the giveaways are, because this is absolutely a breakthrough.
Yeah, I've never done this before.
No, you've never done it before. But something happened. Something took you over.
Yeah, 25 years, never done. So the first five patients are going to receive 50% off of a program of care that I, you know, have come in, and I'll do an assessment if they're recommending a program of care, they'll get 50% off of that program of care over the first year. So that's what I'm offering
for
today.
The first year?
Yes, for the first 12 months, whatever program of care I'm recommending, they'll get 50% off.
12 months of 50% off care?
Yeah.
I didn't even have that in my notes. And wow, it's great. And we'll tell you more about it as the show goes on. The other thing I want to mention is March 24th, you're going to be doing a class.
Yes.
This is kind of interesting. I love this.
Oh.
Tell everybody what this class is about, and then we're actually going to do a show about it.
Well, I'm going to be talking about vaccines. It's a common topic that a lot of my patients, particularly the parents, are wanting to know about. There's so much information out there. Of course, I'll be talking about an alternative perspective on this concept, this idea, this part of our medical process, and helping people to come down to. There's three major decisions that all parents should come to the conclusion when they make this decision. So I was just talking to a patient the other day, and she says, "Well, I just did what my pediatrician told me because they just didn't know.
That's right.
I would like parents to have the opportunity to know, to find some answers for themselves so that they know they're making whatever choice is right for them. But I'll talk about what those three things they should be looking
for. I understand it's actually quite controversial because, there are some, I don't know who told me this, there are some states that have some legal issues around not getting your vaccine.
Yes.
If you don't get a vaccine, that you can be actually penalized for that. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is. A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of political process with this. Schools get funding based on the percentage of people that do get vaccinated. So unfortunately,
wow.
there's somehow money gets into this.
Somehow. Oh, what a surprise. Oh, my. What a surprise.
Didn't
interesting.
Know that, yeah.
Yeah. It has to do with what? Pharmaceuticals. Wonder why that is. Well, yeah. You know what? We have made some amazing breakthroughs in science and appropriately so. Some drugs that are out there,
absolutely.
My gosh, saving lives and
life-saving, yes.
Life-saving.
The key is, and I always show everybody, drugs do serve a purpose. A very important person. They save a lot of lives. But the key is that you don't stop just when you get out of that acute life-threatening situation. You need to figure out what you need to do to allow that power that made the body to heal the body, so hopefully you can get away from it. Because one thing we do know about all drugs, they do have a damaging effect over time. There is not a drug that's ever been invented that doesn't damage your kidneys, your liver, and eventually if you're on a drug, it will kill you.
Right.
And so you want to try and minimize that. If you do have to take it, you want to take as little as you can, as little as is possible, and hopefully you can eliminate most of them, if not all of them.
Let's talk about this, because I've always been a little bit confused about this. And, having gone through some of the healing I went through and being on a whole lot of steroids and not really understanding what, the impact of those were, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what you know,
yes.
Right? And you don't know what you don't know.
Yep, and that's the forum of today, of what you do, letting people know.
It is exactly right. But, I got in so deeply that I did not understand that what was happening, I was blocking what you're going to talk about today.
Yes.
Because I don't know how the body can heal itself when it's trying to defend itself from chemicals that we're putting in. I mean,
yes.
Isn't that really kind of the dilemma here?
It is. And, for example, let's talk about inflammation, which, by the way, this is huge. I mean, there's studies on, multiple sclerosis being tied to inflammatory issues.
Yep.
And fibromyalgia, it's inflammation. Lots of things in our body we're learning come from an inflammatory process in the body. Well, when you're talking about steroids, you're talking about an anti-inflammatory process that you're putting into your body.
That's right.
When you put an artificial anti-inflammatory into your body, what it does is it shuts down the body's own natural ability to produce its own anti-inflammatories. So what in essence you're doing is you're now putting yourself in a dependency upon the artificial stuff. And the problem with the artificial stuff is we know that particularly with the things you were on, they're extremely damaging to
the kidneys and liver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you know, when you start affecting that, you've affected your entire body's ability to deal with toxicity and filtration and keeping balance, electrolyte balances and all sorts of things in the body. So now you've got a battle with that.
Right.
So that's the problem.
And by the way,
this.
I mean, the dilemma I went in, I don't know if this is normal for people, Dr. Thane, but what the dilemma that I got into was that my cells stopped working, but not before the medicine stopped working.
Right.
So I got into a thing where we had to keep increasing.
Yes.
And my body seemed to adjust.
Yeah. darkness.
It's kind of a strange thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the amount that I would have had to take right before I just walked away. I don't recommend this for everybody out there. Yeah. Don't do this. Don't do what I'm about to say. I just stopped them all.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know. Right.
Yeah.
But I stopped them all.
That can be dangerous.
You get to a point where you just don't know. And it was you either increase this by threefold, which is dangerous. Yeah. And you hope some medication, you hope your insurance covers it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, it's $3,000 of treatment.
Well, and you know, there, as we talked about, you said that your cells stopped. And that's what happens when you do that. Your body, and that's why it's so hard to get off of those things, too, because once you have gotten on the situation where you're taking the ibuprofens or your, you know, heavier things that you are taking, but your body becomes dependent upon that and it cannot produce its own. You have, in essence, shut down that power inside you to produce its own anti-inflammatories, its own cortisone, which, by the way, your body does. And once you've suppressed that, when you get off of those and you stop taking them, your body just doesn't in 2 minutes start producing what it needs. It takes time. And that's the problem.
Years.
Yes. And your body and people can't, they have a difficult time bridging that gap.
Right.
Because
right.
Once you stop it, you have to get off it and you have to give your body time, of course, provide it what it needs so that it can start producing its own. And hopefully you can bridge that gap. A lot of people can't, and that's where we get into the spiraling downhill.
Exactly.
Process.
Well, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the power that made the body heals the body. When we come back, we're going to talk about what innate means. We're going to talk about some of the things that Dr. Thane has discovered and some of the things he does to help the people that walk through his door understand that they do have that innate healing ability. You know, but the question really is, I think, what is it going to take for us to truly believe that this is true? You know, if you go back to my grandmother, my grandmother's mother, there really wasn't a lot of options except to let the body do what it does and do what it does well. And she lived a really super long time. Let's take a short break. Dr. Stephen Thane joining us here today. Innate, what does that mean? Does everybody have it? And if you don't have it, can you go to QFC and buy it? All right, we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Wouldn't you love to find your own fountain of youth? When gratitude is rooted in your heart, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you shine your optimal health and your beauty from inside out. Gratitude raises the soul and acts as a fountain of youth, so you feel vibrantly alive, filled with passion, and ready to accomplish your highest calling. Find out more about how to apply gratitude in your daily life in the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, and allow yourself to live out fully. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your copy of the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at www.explorationgratitude.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk Radio to Thrive by Benny. Did you know it is Dr. Thane's birthday?
No, I didn't. Oh, wait.
It's coming up.
Maybe I did.
Happy birthday to Dr. Thane. Happy birthday to Dr. Thane.
Happy birthday.
That's nice.
I'll be here all week.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
I know it's
much.
Later on in the week, but it's still a birthday.
It's the birthday week.
So it makes you a Pisces?
I am a Pisces, yes.
There you go. See that? Now, what is the actual date of your birthday?
The 16th, Friday.
Okay, 16th, Friday.
Anyone going to guess my age?
I was going to say definitely 25.
I don't even want to go near it because...
Why?
He looks so young, doesn't he?
That's why I said 25. Yeah. It's a good solid 25? Number.
51.
Oh,
wow, really?
How about that?
I would have never guessed that.
That's the half century mark.
Why would have never? We got to be drinking with Dr. Thane.
I would have never. Yeah, I know, right? I don't ever would have thought
I'm telling you.
No,
that's exactly what we've got to do. But actually, you can understand the power that made the body, heals the body. And that's why this is a great topic. There are questions as to whether or not the body can really do it. And then there are controversies around whether or not the body can do it for everything. And you were the one that brought up the 60 Minute show last time.
Yes.
I think you were on. Or was it, I think you might have talked about it, the Northwest Women show.
Yes.
You know, and that program in itself has caused incredible controversy around what it means to heal oneself. Let's talk about innate. You know, it's a term that was very, very popular in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know what happened to all of us baby boomers. We got corporate jobs and made money. And now it's coming back. I'm glad it's coming back. But what does it mean in terms of your work and what you do to heal, to help people see that they can heal themselves?
Well, you know, the word innate in simple terms means inborn or born within. And, you know, when you take a look at the process of the development of, you know, this physical body, I mean, the sperm meets the egg and these two cells form one. Then they bifurcate, they split, they divide to 2 and 4 and 8, and it just happens. And, you know, trillions of cells later, we have this incredible being with, I might add, no help from any medical graduate from Harvard or Yale, with no help from any drug. The miracle process happens, the most phenomenal physical thing we've ever evaluated, the human body developed without any help. And that's the process. I mean, that power that created you is the power that heals you. It's the power that when you eat a bologna sandwich makes skin cells and eye cells and liver cells and kidney cells. I defy any physician to create a kidney cell from a piece of bologna, which is kind of hard to do because bologna is artificial meat. But anyways.
Yeah, it really is.
Let's go for broccoli. But that power is in each one of us. And it's there every day, every moment, every second doing what it does. I mean, our body rebuilds, revitalizes, restores itself. You know, we know that cells are constantly dying. Cells are constantly being recreated. And that power that made us originally is always there continuing to recreate us every day. And the thing is that we make decisions. We make choices either physically through maybe foods that we choose or lack of activity that causes degeneration or maybe spiritually, emotionally, where we are either put in challenges where we make choices or decisions that affects us. But it's the combination of the physical body and that spiritual or emotional mental body that creates life. And where we come in is making choices that affect us, you know, from those components.
Well, I mean, you know, I made a comment that if we got out of our own way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And, you know, let's start from the very beginning. I mean, you know, I remember sitting around and chatting with my relatives, you know, and they were talking about the old days. Now, you talk about the old days to me. What are you talking about? I don't know. 1973. You talk about the old days to grandma, you know, she's talking turn of the century.
Yes. Early 1900s.
Exactly. You know, she's talking about, you know, breastfeeding.
Yes.
Right. I mean, she's talking about chicken soup.
Yes.
From like a real chicken.
Chicken.
Right. Yeah. Not like a chicken wannabe. Yeah. But and then we start to, you know, see what the industrial age has done and the, you know, technology age has done. And so anytime we add a process, isn't that an obstruction of some kind or an alteration?
Well, yeah, and that's the scary thing. I mean, there are things that we don't understand to the universe. We will never fully understand. And the more that we artificially try and control the process of nature, you know, what's that whole commercial say, don't fool Mother Nature.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, every time we mess with trying to control Mother Nature, there is going to be a ramification that we don't know, and down the road we learn about it. And we've seen this, for example, in the pharmaceutical industry time and time and time again. We invent something, we think, oh my gosh, we have an incredible thing that we've discovered, and then we see in the next generation, oops. I don't know if do you ever remember the story of the drug thalidomide?
Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
There was one. They thought they found this great drug, and they gave it to the mothers. And matter of fact, I can't remember exactly what it was for. I think it was for, I can't even remember what the drug was originally designed for. But you didn't see a problem in the person who took it. You saw it in the next generation.
Right.
Well, that's what we don't understand.
But we are starting to get results. I mean, isn't this really the dilemma right now? Look, we are locked into a process that says there has to be empirical scientific data.
Yes.
Tricky. But yet we see the rise in autism.
Oh my goodness.
In this country is absolutely
staggering.
Staggering. It's exponential. You know, it used to be 1 in 200. I remember because I did shows on this. You know, then it was 1 in 175. 1 in 150. I don't even know what it is, but
it's
staggering.
To 1 in 67.
Exactly.
And get this. Well, you should come to my class on the 24th. I will talk about that. But maybe we can do a show on this in the future. But by the way, in cultures, in societies, in groups that don't do what we do with our medication and our shots and our different things like that,
yeah,
it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Now,
that's amazing.
Right. So, but we are so, you know what? You and I went to school. We went to advanced education. So we both have been subjected to the empirical research process.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the rules about that. And very few research studies. I happen to be fortunate enough to do a research study that not only had statistics, but had qualitative data, what people said. And we don't seem to have that. So what we're living with is a lot of unpublished data that don't support the release of either a drug or a new approach, but have a lot of information about what works and what doesn't. And so the question really is, when you look at this from your point of view and you the work you do as a chiropractor and your team, it has to be a whole body approach. You know, aren't we dealing with a nervous system that pretty much directs everything?
Yes, and that's where chiropractic is so misunderstood. You talk about empirical, you know, and scientific.
Yeah.
And you know, that's great stuff. I mean, but we have to understand that there is the intangible process that is unmeasurable, and that is a critical part of the process. You know, when you look at the history of health, I mean, it used to be hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they thought all health problems was due to the spirit. And,
right.
You know, and there was the demon thing, and then there was, you know, all of that stuff. And that was the cause of all health problems. And then we got into the mechanical age. And that's, unfortunately, what we're kind of dealing with now, the mechanical and chemical age. But really, again, it's the combination of both. And as I talked at that panel the other day when we talked at the women's show, I was sharing, you know, the purpose of chiropractic. The first chiropractor, D.D. Palmer, said the point of an adjustment is to unite man the physical with man the spiritual, understanding that there is a link between the two, and that is the nerve system. It is that system that this innate intelligence within us runs and regulates all the processes of the trillions of cells in the body. And that's what a chiropractor's job is to focus on relieving pressure from that system, that the mechanical pressures, to simply allow that system to function to its best ability. And that's the purpose of chiropractic, and that's where I come in. I find those areas, but I also hopefully am inspiring patients to make some different choices, to start trusting in that innate ability of their body to heal, and hopefully encourage them to make choices that do support that. You talked about interference. A lot of people have no idea that choices they're making are interfering in their health. I had somebody come in recently. She's like, "Oh, I have heart irregularity problems, but my coffee has nothing to do with it." The 4 cups of coffee you drink a day have nothing to do with causing a stimulation to the neurologic system that can cause irregular heartbeats. Are you kidding me?
Well, let's talk. Okay. So we're actually going to bring on a coffee company because they're organic, shade grown.
Good.
Now, here's the difference. You're going to hear some information about coffee that is coffee.
Right.
And then 99% of all the other coffee.
Right.
Almost all the other coffee is burnt. Contains carcinogen. I mean, it right. is one of the when they say the controversy that coffee is bad or coffee is good, you really have to tease this apart.
Yes, you do.
You know, it's like saying all bread is bad
right.
for you, right?
Right, exactly.
I mean, haven't you heard that?
Yes.
All bread is bad.
Yep.
We really have to get down to what this means. You know, I've learned through you, and we'll talk about this when we come back. I've learned through working with you on my body, you know, the power of an adjustment.
Yes.
And, you know, the power and what that feels like and what happens when that adjustment, you know, actually happens. What happens, how you feel better immediately. You know, I've had some adjustments from you and all of a sudden my stomach starts to gurgle.
Isn't that
Why is that? When we come back, we're going to be talking about, you know, how can, cracking my back or other things, you know, make a difference? It does. And then the question is, well, who should be adjusted? Dr. Stephen Thane joining us here today. When we come back, we'll tell you more about the giveaway, more about the upcoming class. If you've got any questions at all, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And don't forget, we have this giveaway. First 5 patients will receive 50% off any program of care that you want to embark on for 12 months. Wow, that's great. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
I love that. Thank you, Adele. Glad to have you on the show. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more about us, go to Dr. Pat Live. For more about Dr. Thane, we're going to give you some information. But before we do, let's go and remind everyone again about the upcoming event that you're doing about vaccines, where it is, how they can find out more about it. And, you know, it's something else you're going to be talking about, and that's allergies as well.
Yeah.
What a great topic, though.
You know,
why is it everybody's allergic now to something?
To everything. And, you know, this peanut thing has always been something that's baffled me.
Thing.
I mean, I grew up, you know, I was in the 60s, I was in grade school, and I took peanut butter and jelly to school every single day
too.
Of my life. And my son, I can't make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich now because it's illegal to have peanut butter in the schools. I've been wondering.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, you can't.
When did that happen?
You get
Benny,
in trouble.
Did you know that?
At my son's school, yeah, send peanut butter, we'll get a note home saying you can't do that. You cannot send any kind of peanut butter sandwich or anything to school because there's too many kids with allergies. And, I mean, it's life-threatening for those that do have severe anaphylactic response to it. And
Is there a big raid on other people's lunches or something? I mean, like,
I don't know. It's like, well, don't give
me. Hey, what do you got in your
lunch
there? Oh, no, I can't steal that from you because you have peanut butter in there.
You get reprimanded if they have peanut butter.
Good old days of pudding cups or something. Do you have those in there?
Well, you know, I've been trying to find the answer, and I found it. We know where it comes from.
Where?
In fact, we should do a show on that.
Okay, let's do it.
Because that would be a really good show because it's just driven me nuts. I just haven't understand it. And what you've seen is a massive escalation of that. And
not only is it a massive escalation, but now it's even airborne allergies from – that's why the school thing, right? Because
yeah.
It's not just eating it. It's the airborne
something. People touch something and they touch something and then the people who are allergic touch it and that's it. That's all it takes. It's a massive allergic response to those – whole proteins of the penis, and I'll tell you exactly where it came from.
All right, so here's the question. Yes. What kind of condition does the human body have to get in that it is that sensitive to something like that? You know the question I'm asking?
Yeah. Well, the condition is set up by, unfortunately, the process. We started off talking about artificially controlling the system. It is a result of what we have done artificially to change the process of innate doing what it does, the body healing itself and functioning. It's, you know, we were talking earlier about trying to control artificially how the body functions.
Right.
And because of that, we're now seeing the ramifications. I was talking about thalidomide earlier. This is
the exact thing.
The reason we have these allergy shots, or not the allergy shots, the allergy response is because of what we started back in the 1900s, and we are now seeing a perpetuation of it. We're seeing an escalation of it directly associated with the artificial control that we're trying to do to the human body.
You know, here, I'm a great example, right? I grew up on Italian stuff. Italian food, oregano, garlic. I mean, come on, everything.
Right.
You know, olive oil was always soaked in oregano.
Yeah.
What happened between that time, you know, in my body, when I was able to eat as much oregano, I honestly love oregano, threw it on the pizza, everything. What happened since that time and about a year ago when I took one little oil capsule of oregano and went into anaphylactic shock. What the heck happened?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
your body has changed and altered, and I will share with you.
It's not about old.
No, it's not about old.
It's not about the old.
It's about, and I will say that, you know, by the way, anaphylaxis didn't even exist until 1900.
Is that right?
Did not exist. And it occurred with something called serum sickness. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Serum sickness is where the blood, where they termed it this, where they felt the blood became sickened serum. And what it is, it happened when we invented something called the syringe.
Oh, no kidding.
That's when the first recorded serum sicknesses and anaphylaxis occurred. When we started bypassing the natural systems and injecting things into the body. Now, I'm not saying all injections are bad. I'm just saying this was a result of what we started doing. When we started injecting things into our body, it created your inject, especially when you inject whole proteins. And that's the key.
Oh, that's interesting.
Whole proteins. Mm. They're not supposed to have whole proteins in the blood. It's not supposed to be there. They're supposed to go through a digestive process and then end up through the, by the time they get it, we don't have whole proteins floating around the blood. And what happens is the body starts attacking that, creating sensitivities to that. And once you have sensitivities to that, when you get exposed to it, your body goes into a massive sensitization response. And that's where this happens from.
Well, I mean, let's talk about now adjustments, because I think that, you know, given that, you know, my life journey has gotten me to a place that, you know, I am in the process of reversing. And again, it's what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
But let's talk about adjustments, what they do, and how important they are. I mean, everybody thinks about, you know, oh, I fell, my back, oh, you know, like that. But that's not really, the entire process of this. We're talking about making sure, like our car, that you have a tune-up.
Yes, making sure that it's at its best. And that's, you know, the purpose of an adjustment is really to remove any interference from the nerve system, which, again, is that link between the physical body and that innate or that power within. If you have pressure upon the nerves, the body doesn't work. I mean, if you damage your spinal cord at the top of your neck, you're done.
Yes.
I mean, there's not a drug or a shot that's going to fix that.
Right,
you
that's
damage
right.
the spinal cord and you're done.
Right, and we've seen that in sports.
Oh,
like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that's the number one place that we see stuff like that.
Yes.
And swimming and so forth and things like that.
Damage to that system, if it becomes traumatized, it's finished and there's nothing you can do. That system is the critical system. I always give everybody the analogy of if I take food away from you, you can live for a period of weeks. If I take water away, you can live for a period of days. If I take air away, you live for a period of minutes. If I remove your nerve system, the millisecond it's gone, you're done.
Yeah.
It shows you the importance of the power of that system. It is the system that runs everything else. So as a chiropractor, we find areas of interference, make adjustments, relieve that pressure. People under chiropractic care, studies have been done that shows their immune systems are 4 times above average. It's not a coincidence. There's a reason why you relieve that pressure and the body has the ability to function to its greatest potential. That's one of the interferences that we can remove. Then if we start incorporating in things like eating more broccoli, staying away from all the Crisco and all of those other things and reducing chicken wings, you can have those every once in a while. But, you know, everything in moderation. But moderation isn't daily and 3 times a day, Benny, just to clarify that.
That's right.
Let's define moderation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a chicken wing marathon.
That's next week.
I know. I know.
Ah, man.
But we remove interferences, and then that allows that innate ability to express life and create the cells that it is creating and hopefully create the best you that you can be. That is the key. If I can remove the physical interference, if I can remove the chemical interference, if I can remove the spiritual interference, then we can be and express our greatest inborn genetic potential, whatever that is. And that's truly what the purpose of chiropractic is all about. And unfortunately, people don't understand that. You know, I'm always asked, well, when's a good age for me to get adjusted? You don't have to wait till I'm 20. It's like, no, the best time for you to get adjusted would be right after you're born.
Right.
My youngest patient was 40 minutes old. My son was adjusted within the first hour of life. Now, you may not need to be adjusted. And adjustments for them are not the same as everybody else,
no, that's
by the
right.
way. It's, but By the way, this child that I did see was 40 minutes old, had had a very difficult delivery, shoulder dystocia, and they had to pull on the head and neck to get him out.
Wow.
Actually, it was a her. And when she was screaming bloody murder, never stopped crying, and they had me come in, and when I palpated her neck, as soon as I touched on this one segment, it's actually kind of interesting, I touched this segment, as soon as I put a little pressure on it, she stopped crying. I let go, she started screaming. I pushed on it, she stopped crying. I let go. It was like an on-off button.
Wow.
And what had happened is when they were pulling to get the shoulder out, because it was stuck. She was stuck.
Right.
They had to pull really hard, and it caused an alignment issue. And I applied a very gentle pressure. She immediately stopped crying, and everybody was happy, and everything was great.
So let's talk about that for a minute, because I think people don't understand how this works, really. You know, you create an adjustment on a 40-minute old, you
infant,
know,
yeah.
girl.
Uh-huh.
And so there it was. This is really what's really different in this conversation because, you know, when we make these adjustments, the adjustment is instantaneous.
Yes.
It's not take this pill and see if it works in 24 hours. And I think that's the point that I think we miss.
Well, and that's the cool thing of working with children, by the way. You'll see miracles happen real quickly. Now, as we get older, and especially with all the unfortunate bad decisions we've made with all the bad foods and eating Crisco for 20 years and taking all the drugs that we've taken and all the stuff we've done. And that's, you know, that's another interesting thing. I talked to the chiropractors, you know, of course, they're kind of dying off. I'm an older guy, but not the guys who've been around for 40, 50, 60 years. They talk about how many more miracles they saw in their offices than we see now because people weren't as toxic back then as we are now.
Right.
To see a miracle change in our office, you don't see as many as they used to. And they talk about all the time how people just responded so much better, you know, in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
Exactly.
Because we've gotten so toxic because of all these artificial things that we're putting into our bodies. But, you know, affecting an infant, it's always so much fun to work with children because they respond so much more quickly. I can tell another story about this woman. The baby had not had a bowel movement in 10 days. Came in screaming, bloody murder, the whole time they're filling out paperwork, screaming, screaming. And I went down and had the baby was on the mother's lap, and she was kind of trying to bounce him up and down, and he just, you know, just screaming. And I went down his spine, and I hit this one segment. As I pushed on it, he just arched way up and screamed. I took my activator, which is a very light force adjusting instrument, and I adjusted him, and instantly he stopped crying.
Mm.
And the mother's jaw just dropped. So did mine, honestly. Wow. Went home, blew out 4 diapers, slept the next 24 hours. What we found out is that the father, when he was bouncing his baby, he would hold the upper torso on the bottom. He'd shake back and forth.
Oh.
So he was creating spinal alignment problems in the spine. By the way, we just simply stopped. That was the cause. He had, you know, shaken his lower part of his spine and caused alignment issues. And that was creating pressure to the neurologic system that fed the digestive system, which was causing an irritation there and a dysfunctional problem. And all it is, I removed that pressure and things just took care of themselves.
Oh, my gosh. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about what does it mean to get the system in alignment? What can you expect? You know, is there anything that the nervous system doesn't really take care of? Here's what we're going to do. We have a little time left here, so we would love to give those of you out there that can call in the next segment up to 5 people. You'll receive 50% off of any program of care recommended to you over the next 12 months. That's 50% off any program with Dr. Stephen Thane, folks at Wellness One. Now, the way to do that, we'll try to get your calls in here. We're going to need some information from you. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free. And it could be for somebody. It doesn't matter the age either. 1-800-930-2819. We need your number. You need your name, your phone number. And Dr. Thane's staff will make sure that you are in the top 5. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I can make the pain disappear.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life-clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
I believe in miracles, 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 miracles. I see miracles, miracles, miracles. Because everybody's looking for miracles, miracles, miracles. And a miracle is happening tonight.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be able to take, I think we'll have time for one more of you to call into the show today, and then we'll give you an alternate way to be part of that 50% discount, or actually, it's actually a pay it forward plan. But before we do, Dr. Thane, would you give out the website and phone number so people can find out how to make appointments with you all directly?
Okay. Bellevue.wellness1.net. So that's Bellevue, B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E, .wellness1.net. And the phone number is 425-644-8386.
Okay. For those of you that want to call into the show and give Brian your name, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll make sure you're at the top of the list here to participate in this amazing wellness program with Dr. Thane. You know, let's talk about the significance of understanding the whole body system and the meaning of innate. You know, someone told me a long time ago that it didn't matter how many vitamins I was taking, that if they're not being absorbed well, it doesn't matter. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, if I'm eating organic broccoli or whatever it is, if something is not working right, that does what it's supposed to do. And so how does chiropractic care help with that?
And that's a great question, and that's very true. And how chiropractic helps is, remember, you know, that when you eat these foods, if the system that's going to be digesting and processing and assimilating that is not functioning as effectively as it could, because maybe the digestive juices, gastric digestive juices aren't being produced and secreted as effectively as they should.
Right.
What system runs and regulates that? It's the nerve system.
Absolutely.
The nerves control the gastric digestive system. By the way, you know, they did a study on patients with peptic ulcers. They found an amazing correlation that 9 out of 10 of those patients had one common degenerative condition in their body. they had deterioration in the spine, the area that fed the stomach. Hippocrates, I've said this many times, thousands of years ago, said, look well to the spine for the cause of many diseases. If that system that runs and regulates life, energy, and vitality in our body has been damaged, just or injured or impinged upon or interfered with, the body cannot express itself. When you eat these foods, your body must be able to assimilate and digest it effectively. Maybe, and I'm not saying all digestive issues are caused by this, but maybe there's a structural issue in your spine. It's affecting the nerves. It could be affecting the body's ability to properly assimilate and digest. I can't tell you how many patients I've had that have been on Tums and Rolaids and Maalox and all that other stuff. As soon as I start adjusting them, it clears up.
Right.
I mean, one of my favorite stories, I had this one woman, she could not eat fruit. It killed her. And this was early in my practice. This is 24 years ago. It's in my first year in practice. And I'll never forget the day she came in and she was so happy. Why? Because I went to the store and I actually bought fruit for the first time. And it was like 18 years right. She hadn't had a piece of fruit because it killed her stomach. But once I relieved that interference, by the way, she came in because she had mid-back pain. That's why she came in. She didn't talk to me about her digestive problems. She didn't tell me about her digestive problems. I was working to eliminate her mid-back pain. But as we relieved the pressure from the nerves, guess what happened? The digestive system that was run and regulated by the nerves that came out of that area started working more effectively, which allowed her digestive system to now start working better, which allowed her to eat the foods which had been causing irritation, which, by the way, are the foods that help to create life, health, and vitality. So
exactly.
Now she's going to assimilate the nutrients more effectively. That's going to help her body to create a better, healthier life and vitality and better energy for her, which that comes back to that's how chiropractic helps you to be the best you can be, whether it's your digestive system, your immune system. And I always tell everybody, chiropractic doesn't cure anything. I don't cure headaches. I don't cure back pain. I don't cure colds. I don't cure cancer. I've had patients with every one of those things, and I've seen them get better. All I've done is removed interference in their nerve system and let that innate intelligence, that inborn ability to function more effectively and help them to be the best you that they can be. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter if you're suffering from cancer. Let me at least remove interference from your nerve system to allow your body to be in the best shape it can be to be. If you're going to have cancer, let's not have nerve system interference happening. If you're going to have a cold, let me at least remove interference from your nerve system so I can do what I can to help your body be the best it can be.
And this gets back to what we started to talk about, this innate ability.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, look, I use the analogy of a car because my dad was a mechanic. You know when your car is not running right.
Yes.
You know when your spark plugs are not working right. You know when your, you know, oil is not changed. And yet we walk around for 50 years or so, because you've just had a birthday. We walk around for 50 years or so, and we don't think that maybe something's out of alignment.
Well, and, you know, the sad thing is that we learn to adapt.
Yeah, we do.
One of the most common things I hear in my office is, I didn't know how bad I felt until I started feeling better. I mean, we just don't even know. People don't know that, you know, falling asleep every day in the middle of the afternoon isn't normal. They don't know that they can have energy. They don't know that they can have vitality. They don't know that that's because they have slowly but surely lost it. But that's the sad thing is we learn to adapt. We learn to adapt and accept.
And you know what we're learning to adapt to right now, which is actually an epidemic in itself, is pain.
Yes.
And we don't have to live with pain. And, you know, we're taking so many things. We're trying to do so many things to eliminate pain. But if our nervous system is not in an optimal position to do that, you know, honestly, we throw in a lot of money at a lot of things that aren't really working.
Well, yeah. And I mean, and drugs aren't, you know, you're not having pain because you're lacking Advil. You're not having pain because you're lacking Midrin or Excedrin. I mean, yes, that can help eliminate the pain temporarily, but why are you having that? What can we do to remove interference to let your body take care of it? You know, I'm getting a little older now. I've been around 51 years. I have people that are coming in that are less than half my age, and I look at their form. I got neck pain. I got back pain. I got pain between the shoulders. I got headaches. I got heartburn. I got digestive issues. I got fatigue problems. And I'm looking at this going, oh, my God, they're half my age. I don't have any of these.
Right.
You know, what is it that I'm doing differently? Well, everything we're talking about right now, but if they're that at 25, where are they going to be when they're my age?
Well, you know, honestly, I know.
Yeah.
I know where they're going to be. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'm not going to stand here and say that I took great care of my body. I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, everything from sports to it's just ridiculous. But, you know, You don't know,
what you don't know. Exactly.
But this show is about helping and educating. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Give out your phone number again, if you would, and let people know how they can find you on the internet, on the your website.
Okay. Phone number is 425-644-8386. And again, the web is bellevue.wellness1.net.
And for those of you that want to have this opportunity to participate in this amazing Pay It Forward 50% program, they can call your office as well. Let's make sure they have that number and then just say, I heard it on the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like that program.
Yep. Again, that's 425-644-8386. Give us a call and we'll see if we can help you.
All right. What a great show. Thank you. And next show we're going to do is on vaccines, right?
Oh, vaccines and the peanut allergy. Let's talk about
that. And the peanut allergy. Enough from the peanut gallery. Everybody, thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Wouldn't you love to find your own fountain of youth? When gratitude is rooted in your heart, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you shine your optimal health and your beauty from inside out. Gratitude raises the soul and acts as a fountain of youth, so you feel vibrantly alive, filled with passion, and ready to accomplish your highest calling. Find out more about how to apply gratitude in your daily life in the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, and allow yourself to live out fully. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your copy of the book Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at www.explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing.
whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.